Take your Bibles and turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter number 3. Once you find Colossians chapter 3, find verse number 15. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 15. And once you found that, I want you to stand with me. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 15. And I'm going to read out loud. You can follow along silently. The Bible says this, Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, in deed, in word, or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now, verse number 17, I'll read it again. It is the verse that will help us with tonight's sermon. It says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. The Bible is telling us here that we are in word and in deed. We're to glorify God, and in all actuality, you and I are to be under the Lord's control. We're to be under the Lord's control. Let's pray. Father, bless us now. Bless this simple sermon. And again, help the children to give special attention. And as the adults listen in, may the adults realize we probably need this more than the children do. Bless us, please, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I have with me tonight a friend of mine. This friend, I've named him Chris. This is Chris. It's short for Christopher, or better yet, okay, this is Chris, which is short for Christian. And as you can tell, he's a sheep. You're a sheep. God calls you and I, we are sheep, and he is the great shepherd. Now, this is a puppet. This puppet needs me right now. This puppet needs me. And folks, this puppet without me is nothing. And so you understand, Jesus Christ is the shepherd and you are the sheep. Without Jesus Christ, you're virtually nothing. You need the one called God or Jesus to be in control. We're going to sing a little song. It's kind of a fun song. Brother Hollinger, Brother Edwards, why don't you come up here? How many of you have ever heard the song, I Just Want to Be a Sheep? You ever heard that? If you've never heard it before, Brother Edwards is going to teach you the song. And I want you to sing it, and I want you to enjoy it. I just want to be a sheep. Okay, Brother Edwards?
Right. And it goes like this. Here we go. I just want to be a sheep. Bah! I just want to be a sheep. Bah! Jesus died for my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. Bah! Okay, here we go. Ready? Sing it out now. I just want to be a sheep. Bah! I just want to be a sheep. Bah! Jesus died for my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. Bah! I just want to be a sheep. Bah! I just want to be a sheep. Bah! Jesus died for my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. Bah! Now the second verse goes like this. I don't want to be a goat. Nope. I don't want to be a goat. Nope. Living life without hope. Nope. I don't want to be a goat. Nope. Here we go. I don't want to be a goat. Nope. I don't want to be a goat, nope. Living life without hope, nope. I don't want to be a goat, nope. But I just want to be a sheep, bah. I just want to be a sheep, bah. Jesus died for my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, bah.
You got it. My friend here, Chris, Christian, the sheep, he's a puppet, and he needs me. Without me, he's nothing. I make a total difference to him. If you don't believe me, look at the personality now, and then look at this. He's nothing. He needs me. I am in control of him. I make a difference in his life. I am the boss. I'm in charge. You know, that's exactly what you're to be in regard to your relationship with Jesus Christ. You're the sheep. In this case, I'm acting as God. I'm acting as Jesus. And I am in control of that sheep. We're to be like a puppet for the cause or for Jesus Christ. The sermon is very simple. But you know, folks, the Christian life is not a complicated life. When you got saved, the Bible teaches you asked Jesus to come into your heart and save you. He came into your heart in the person of the Holy Spirit of God. Living inside you is the great God of the universe in the person of the Holy Ghost of God. Now, he's in there so that he can help you. He's in you to give you life. He's in you to give you instruction. He's in you to help you to live your life. And if you don't live your life letting him have control, you'll mess up your life. Jesus is to control us. Acts 5:29 says, we ought to obey God. Now, listen, if this sheep tries to control itself, it will be virtually out of control. There's no control there at all. You say, I'll take care of me. No, Jesus is supposed to take care of you. You are to be under his control. Now, let me tell you something else. You're not supposed to let your friends control you. Boys and girls, you do the right thing. You do what Jesus wants you to do, not what your friends want you to do. Adults, let me tell you something. While you're at work, you're to do what Jesus wants you to do, not what your friends want you to do. The wee little ones here, the ones that would go to primary choir and children's church, I don't worry as much about them letting their friends influence them as I worry about the older people in here. We're apt to let people influence us. We're to be like a puppet for Jesus Christ. He's to be in control of our lives. Notice something. He's to control us. He controls us from the inside out. Exactly. That's exactly what's happened here with this sheep. I am controlling him from the inside. And that controls his outer behavior. In Luke chapter 24, verse 32, it uses these words, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us? What happened? Some disciples were walking down the road and Jesus came by and spoke to them, and they knew from the inside how they were supposed to behave. You are to let Jesus control you from the inside out. And some of you don't. Some of you, instead of coming to church, you stay home. That's you controlling you. There are times when you ought to be in control of yourself, but with the assistance of God, you can control you. But we've got to learn that he is controlling us from the inside out. He's in our heart. It's easy. We say, I ask Jesus in my heart. I ask him to come into me and save me. But that's not all he wanted to do. He didn't want to just save you. He wants to be in control of you. Notice, everywhere I tell this sheep to go, he goes. Jesus is in you. He is to control you, and he controls you from the inside out. Now, how does he do that? He does it with the Holy Spirit. He does it with the Word of God. And I'll make something very clear. The Word of God always, the Spirit of God always agrees with the Word of God. You get some weird, whacked out leading, but it's contrary to the Word of God. You're wrong. You're wrong, and the Bible's right. So this sheep is being controlled. I'm in control of it. It's nothing without my help. It's being controlled from the inside out. And so what's going on the inside, if this sheep submits, and it is, this sheep right now is in total submission to me. Watch. Sheep, lie down. Sheep, set up. Sheep, look at the crowd. Sheep, look at the ugliest person in the room. Ouch. this sheep is under my control. Thirdly, we're to go where Jesus wants us to go. In Revelation 7:17, it says, "For the Lamb shall lead them." Do you know that some of us will allow God to lead us on Sunday? We're interested. Some of you, I think, very seriously, will you park your car out there in the church parking lot and you say to yourself, "Boy, I want to go in the church and I want to be where I'm supposed to be. And I want, while I'm there, there's a behavior that I expect of myself and I think God expects of me," and you're willing to do that. But you have limited that to Sunday. You know that tomorrow morning when you wake up, you're still a sheep. Do you know tomorrow morning when you go to work, you're still to be under the control of Jesus Christ? Did you know that tomorrow you're to go where He wants you to go? And that's what you're to do on Tuesday. That's what you're to do on Wednesday. That's what you're to do on Thursday. That's what you're to do on Friday. That's what you're to do on Saturday. You know, the sheep seem to do relatively well wanting to go where God wants them to go when they come down to the church house. But we're to go where He wants us to go all the time. And let me tell you this, it's not all you're to go someplace that's good. Sometimes it's not just to go to a good place, you're to go to the bad place. It's not always just not going to a bad place. You know, there are all sorts of people tonight that are at home that ought to be in church. They're not home drinking. They're not home cussing. They're not home committing immorality. They're not at home doing wicked drugs. They're just at home. Now, you say, are they out there living it up and living in vile, wicked sin? No, they're just not at the good place where they ought to be. And so, I'm a sheep, and the sheep is to be controlled. And that sheep is controlled from the inside out. And the sheep is to go where the shepherd wants the sheep to go. And so, this sheep is under my control. That's how much you're to be under the control of God. That might seem a little thick to some of you, but the truth of the matter is, all day tomorrow, your concern is this what God wants me to do? Am I going where God wants me to go? Your concern is that He is in control. Number four, He's to control your eyes. He's to control your eyes. You're not to control your eyes. But the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 21, listen to this, those of you that think it's okay to drink, the Bible says don't even look upon the wine. Don't even look upon the wine. It's saying, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't even be looking at it, let alone drinking it. Now, what's it talking about? The control of the eyes. This sheep, this sheep, my friend here, he's going to look wherever I tell him to look. If I say to him, I want you to look behind me, he's going to look behind me. If I say, I want you to look to the right, he'll look to the right. If I say, look down, he'll look down. And here's what some of you need to do. Some of you men, you glance at some woman that's decided that she'll display her body and show you something you shouldn't see. I'll promise you, the God that's inside you says, look away. Look away. He didn't say, take a second look. He said, look away. Look down. Look to your right. Look the other direction. Don't look at that. You know, you can drive up the road and see a billboard that you probably ought not look at. You can look away from it. And the Lord will lead you to look away if you'll just listen to Him. That's how much control He's to have over you. Hey, does God talk to you throughout the day? Does God say to you, don't do that? Does God say to you, oh, you ought to be doing this? God will say to you, don't say that. Don't go there. What are you doing right now? You ought to be listening. You're a sheep. You're to be under God's control. He controls you from the inside out. He ought to decide where you go. He ought to be the one that decides what your eyes see. You're to read what He would have you to read. You know, I have a tendency. If somebody gives me material to read and I get to reading it and I begin to watch that material go in a bad direction, you know what I tell my eyes? I say, we're done reading. We're done reading. I'm not out to read a bunch of junk and a bunch of trash and something that will corrupt my thinking. I don't do that. I stop myself and I say, you know what? I'm just not going to read any further. That's not good reading. That's not good for me. Some of you need to learn that. You need to learn to tell your eyes, okay, you watch something on television. Well, you know, there's some things on television that are just flat out rotten and filthy. You know what you need to do? Your eyes need to listen to the shepherd and look away. You need to listen to the shepherd like a puppet listens to the puppet master. You say, well, I just don't want somebody to control my life. You go ahead and be in control of your life, and you'll make a royal mess of it. Matter of fact, the biggest messes you have in your life right now and historically prior to this moment is when you took over your life and you went where you wanted to go and you said what you wanted to say and you listened to what you wanted to listen to and you did with your body what you wanted to do with it. That's where all your messes come from. That's where your morality messes came from. That's where your financial messes came from. That's where every fuss and every fight and every misbehavior in your emotion came from. When you did what you wanted to do instead of being a puppet for Jesus. You say, well, I just don't want anything to control me like that. You'd be a dead far cry ahead letting God control you than you being in control of you. And you want to blame everybody else. Well, it's not always everybody else's fault. You know, there's some people just so good at, well, if he didn't do this or she didn't do that. Well, what about your part in the whole thing? How faithful to God are you? How much should God be blessing you because of your behavior? But I'm telling you, that puppet, that sheep, it's under my control. He's going to do what I tell him to do. Jump over the microphone. Oh, all the way over. He'll do what I tell him. I'm in control of that sheep. That is exactly what you and I are to do. We are to let him be in control. He's to be in control of where we go. He's to be in control of our eyes. You know that he's to be in control of our ears. The Bible says in Psalm 51:8, make me to hear. The words are used. And the psalmist said, God, make me hear right. I want to hear the right thing. You can control your ears if you want to. You are to let God decide what you listen to. And again, I go back to if somebody wants to say something to me and it is obvious to me, they're just critical, nasty, negative. I don't want to hear that. I want God to say to me, you got to shut that down. And there have been more than one time in my life someone will begin to have a conversation with me and want to start talking negative and nasty and be critical. And I'll say, let's not talk about this. You say, why? I am to listen to what he would have me to hear. The music you listen to. Do you know that he's to be in control of what kind of music you listen to? And I'll guarantee you, some of you parents, the reason you're not having revival with your kids is you listen to filthy music, and then you wonder why your kids have a streak of rebellion in them. They know what you listen to. You don't fool them. So you say, I'd just like my kids to behave. Like you? You want them to be as obedient publicly as you are obedient in private? Kids aren't stupid. They know. I'm telling you, as a sheep, that sheep is under the control and to be under the control of the master. That sheep right there, his body, his eyes going to see what I want him to see. His ears are going to hear what I want him to hear. Why? He is in the control of the master. And that's what you and I are to be to God. Ask yourself this question. How close to God are you Monday at 3 p.m.? How interested are you in God Tuesday about noon? Any interest at all? Does he have any influence at all? The only place God influences you is at church. You're a very weak Christian. Say, well, what do you think God expects? God expects that you and I are available to him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, one difference in our church and other churches, see, we're not playing the church game. We're not trying to make people think we're something on Sunday morning and live like the devil and live like the world the rest of the week. This is real to us. We really do believe there's a God in heaven. We really do believe he wrote a book. We really do believe that God lives within us. We really do believe we're to live right. You see, Jesus is to control you like I have control of this sheep, like I have control of this puppet. He controls us the way I'm controlling this sheep. He controls us from the inside out. We are to go where he wants us to go. We are to see what he wants us to see. We are to hear what he wants us to hear. He's to control our mouth. Now, I have control of this sheep's mouth. That's how he chews gum. That's also how he eats carrots. Matter of fact, that's just how he eats everything that he eats. But I'm in control of his mouth. Psalm 34, verse 13 says, keep my tongue from evil. What is it? You and I are to surrender our tongues to God. We're to surrender our tongues to the shepherd. And what we say should be glorifying to God. What we say should be in submission to God. Some of you, let me help your marriage. If you'd all not be so rude to each other in the way you talk to each other, you'd be far ahead in your marriage. Parents, I don't want to embarrass you in front of your kids, but I do want to say, parents yelling and screaming at one another, especially if you're cussing at your house and all of that, that needs to stop. You are not in control by the master. You're not a puppet in the master's hand. If you're cussing at each other and you're being mean to each other and you're being rude to each other in your home, that's not spiritual control. That's not control by the master. But our mouths are to be controlled by the shepherd. The children sing, oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Along with that, it would be, watch what you sing, watch what you say. And I could throw in here, watch what you type with your fingers when you're texting. The new voice-activated texting device. You better be careful what you say. Jesus ought to be in control of what you say. Jesus ought to be in control of what you hear. Jesus ought to be in control of where you go. You know, he's to be in control of your body. The Bible says in Colossians 1:18, for he is the head of the body. Talking about the body of Christ. But you know, he's to be the head of your body too. Your body ought to be under the control of Jesus Christ. This sheep, not only do I have control of which way his eyes look and what his ears hear, what his mouth says, I have control of his body right now. Wherever he goes, I have control of him. He's to be in control of your body. Those of you that are married, the Bible is very, very clear on this. If you're going to have a physical relationship, you have it with your spouse, and that's the only person you're supposed to have it with. That's it. And let me say this also, and you're supposed to have a physical relationship with your spouse. Men or women, if you're withholding yourself from your spouse, that's a sin. That's a lack of submission. I said that's a sin, and it's a lack of submission. And God won't bless you if you're not submissive. So you're to have a relationship with no one but your spouse, but you are to have a physical relationship with your spouse. That's what the Bible teaches. Young people, you're not to have a physical relationship with anybody that you're not married to. So you ought to keep your hands off of each other. What are we saying? Jesus is to be in control of your body. He's to control that body. I am in control of the body of that puppet. That puppet is under my control. I'm controlling him from the inside out. I've got control of what he sees. I've got control of what he hears. I've got control of his body right now. I've got control of him. I've got control of where he goes and where he does not go. Not only that, I don't know. This is the sheep's hand right here. That's his hand. That's a peace sign too. That's his hoof. But 2 Corinthians 6:17 tells you and I that we're not to touch those things that are unclean. God is to be in control of your hands. God should be in control. If you go to steal something, God should be in control of your hands. And you ought to say, you know, I can't do that. My hands can't do that. I'm under the control of the Savior. The shepherd has control of me. We're to be like a puppet. And somebody might criticize us for that. They might just say, oh, you just go around and follow God and just let him tell you anything. I'll let the Bible tell me anything. That's exactly right. I will. I'm better off doing exactly what the Bible says and being a puppet to God than I am attending to myself. But my hands, they're not to touch things that God would not have me to touch. There are some things. I would recommend this to you, young people. Do you know you'll never put a beer up to your mouth if you never put a beer in your hand? You'll never put a cigarette up to your mouth if you never get a cigarette in your hand. You'll never do drugs. You'll never get a joint to your mouth if you didn't put it up to your hands. What do you do? Keep those bad things out of your hands. Keep them out of your hands. And might I recommend, you'll not be immoral if you'll just keep your hands to yourself. keep your hands off the opposite sex, and then you won't have a problem of your hands touching somewhere that they should not and doing something they shouldn't. So your hands are to be in control. Your hands are to be controlled by the Spirit of God. You know, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. See, not only are my hands are to be controlled by God, so are my feet. Where I walk, where I take myself, we ought to walk where God would have us to walk. We ought to touch what God would have us to touch. We ought to hear what God would have us to hear. We ought to see what God would have us to see. We ought to go where God would have us to go. We're to be under God's control. Now, He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us with this. You asked Jesus to come into your heart and save you. He came into your heart through the person of the Holy Spirit. Now, living within you is a part of the Godhead. You're alive. Now, your body, your mind, everything about you is to be in submission to that Spirit, and that will help you not to make the mistakes in life that could destroy you. Not only that, you know, right now, my brain is telling this puppet what to do. Virtually, my mind is the puppet's mind. That's why the Bible says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You say, what are you saying? Hey, this puppet's mind is better off if it borrows my mind. This puppet is doing the right thing, not because of the puppet, but because the puppet is borrowing the mind of something better. And folks, if you will let God be to you what I am to this puppet, if you will make your decisions based on what God thinks, based on the Scripture, the Bible is God's brain. And God's brain is working just fine. Your brain has bad thoughts. God's brain has never thought anything bad. Your brain can think evil. God's brain has never thought evil before. Your brain can do the wrong thing. God's brain has never done the wrong thing. Your brain could lead you to immorality. God's brain has never led anybody to immorality. Your brain can lead you to cuss. God's brain has never led anybody to cuss. Your brain can lead you to steal. God's brain has never led anybody to steal. Your brain will cause you to come up with excuses as to why you can't be faithful to God. God's brain never helps people justify their wrongdoing. God's thinking is better than our thinking. God's thinking is higher than our thinking. This sheep is getting a lot of good use out of the one that's controlling it. You realize you have accessible to you the mind of God? Why would you want to make any decision using your own? Borrow the mind of Christ. Let God's thinking control you. You see, this sheep, this little sheep right now, is doing exactly what you and I are to let God do in our lives. You say, but Pastor, wouldn't it make my life boring? Let me tell you, if the sheep goes out away from the flock and does his own thing, the wolves get him. The wolves get him. The lion gets him. The bear gets him. He gets off and lost in the wilderness. And so you know, you get away from letting the master lead you, the wolves will get you. The lions will get you. The bears will get you. And they can tear your life into shreds. So you're better off listening and let God control you. I was watching someone play with a puppet one day. And they were so good at ventriloquism, they just virtually had the entire crowd. You ever found someone that could just make you believe that that puppet was true to life? And before long, I've lost total track of the fact that there was someone controlling that puppet. That puppet had taken on a personality and taken on an ability that was, it was really something. So I'm watching that puppet, and I've forgotten completely that there was someone in charge of that puppet. And suddenly, at the end, it came clear to me. That puppet was merely the image of the person that was controlling it. You know what ought to happen? People ought to see your life and look at your life. They might not even know who it is and it that's in control of you. But eventually, it's going to be recognized that is Jesus Christ living through that Christian. That Christian right there is in submission to God. I'm not embarrassed. You say, well, I want to be my own man. I want to be God's man. I want to be my own person. I want to be controlled by God. You ought to want God to be in control. And by so doing, you have the happiest, you have the most fulfilled life. Children, you're to be a puppet for Jesus. You go where Jesus wants you to go. You listen to what Jesus wants you to listen to. You touch what Jesus wants you to touch. You walk where Jesus would have you to walk. You take your body where Jesus would have your body go. You make sure you think the way Jesus would have you think. And for all of us, we'll be far better off in life if we've just become a puppet in the control of the Master. I realize that the sermon is so childlike. I'm going to tell you something. That is the Christian life. That's the Christian life. Us letting God control us and our every move. That'll make you or it'll break you. If I could be totally 100% candid and straightforward with people when they have problems, I would just say, if you'd stop doing what you do and you'd do what Jesus wants you to do, you'll be okay. It's hard to be that straightforward with them because everybody's got their justifications and you know, the blame on everybody else, and you know how we are. But the bottom line is, when you cease to let him control you completely, you get off track, and that's where you mess up. Let's be puppets in the hand of Jesus Christ, our great shepherd. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, every head bowed, every eye closed. That means tomorrow at work. That means with your checkbook. That means with how you treat your husband or how you treat your wife. That means and how you treat your mom and dad. That means how you behave in this lost and dying world. How you behave between one another here at church. Let's be puppets. Let's have Jesus to take control. In a second, we're going to have an altar call. In a second, we'll make it so that if you need a moment on your knees, you may come. If you're not saved, you come. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. May I ask, are your ears under his control? What do you listen to? What do you touch that you should not touch? Where do you take yourself that you should not take yourself? Are you a puppet under the Master's control? Who here tonight would say, Pastor, I probably need to work on some element of this in my life. There's some areas where I'm in control and I'm not a puppet in his hand, and I need to be. And God's spoken to my heart tonight. Would you raise your hand and let God see it and say, I need to be more under the Master's control? God bless you. You put your hands down. We'll have an altar call. If you need a moment, hey, what would the Master want you to do at altar call time? Let's see. Will you struggle against him? Can you picture that puppet fighting against the Master and just not wanting to go where the Master wants it to go? Let God speak to your heart during the altar call. The pianist will begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed, our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Does he have control of you like I had control of that puppet? Does he control your thinking? Does he control your speech? Does he control your feet? Does he control where you take your body? Does he control your ears? Is he controlling your thinking? Will your decisions be, what does God want? How would God have me to do it? Where does God want me to go? Where does God, what would God have me to say? Is that the way your life is? Is he in control or are you in control? The old-fashioned puppets, maybe they call them marionettes, they have strings, and somebody from above runs the puppet from beneath, and that string would move an arm, would move a leg, would move a head. Boy, we ought to be attached to the God of the universe with strings, and he just pulls a string, and we know where to walk, we know what to say, we know where to go, because he's in control. That's the safest life you'll ever live. It's the most fulfilling life you'll ever live. It's the most spiritual and holy life you'll ever live, is letting Him have control. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Whatever we do, let Him have control. At work, at play, at home, toward one another, toward the lost. Thank you, Rachel.